Philosophy
Shed.
Nietzsche's dramatic assertion that God is dead is not, as it's often taken to be, some kind of a celebratory statement. Despite his reservations about Christianity, Nietzsche didn't think that the end of belief was anything to cheer about. Religious beliefs were false, he knew, but he observed that they were very, very beneficial in the sense of helping us cope with the problems of life. Nietzsche felt that the gap left by religion should ideally be filled by culture. He meant philosophy, art, music, literature. Culture should replace scripture. However, Nietzsche was deeply suspicious of the way his own era was handling culture. He believed the universities were killing the humanities, turning them into dry academic exercises, rather than using them for what they were always meant to be, guides to life. He admired the way the Greeks had used tragic drama in a practical, therapeutic way, as an occasion for catharsis and moral education, and wished his own age to be comparably ambitious. He called for a reformation in which people, newly conscious of the crisis brought on by the end of faith, would fill the gaps created by the disappearance of religion with philosophy and art. Every era faces particular psychological challenges, thought Nietzsche, and it's the task of the philosopher to identify and help solve these. For Nietzsche, the 19th century was reeling under the impact of two developments, mass democracy and atheism. The first threatened to unleash torrents of undigested envy. The second, to leave humans without guidance or morality. In relation to both challenges, Nietzsche remains our endearing, fascinating, often lovable, and mustachioed guide.